How about a sweet liquid that might be served on top of a pudding?
Uh-huh.
A sweet liquid that might be served on top of a pudding.
Well, I know I have that on top of a you mean syrup or honey?
Something like that. Or, now this would be, let's say, something made of fruit. You know, this might be made of some kind of fruit juice or something, and you pour that over some kind of pudding or something.
Could they often pour a wine sauce, they make.
Okay, that's what I was getting at.
A wine sauce, they whip up wine sauce, I guess,
does sauce ever signify a dish of fruit served as a dessert to you? Just a dish of fresh fruit. Would you ever use sauce to mean that?
A sauce?
Yeah.
I don't get the question quite
Would
right.
Would sauce ever mean a dish of fresh fruit to you?
Well, but applesauce.
Just applesauce, then, yeah.
I think that's about the most common applesauce.
How about a little bit you eat between meals? You had some
a snack?
Okay. Now, is there another word that you're familiar with that might have been used in your family when you were younger instead of a snack? Starts with an N?
With an N?
Yeah.
Well, I don't say a snack or... We never used... I use the word, I want a bite, I want a snack, I want a...
Did we use the word nosh?
Oh, nosh. Well, yeah, nosh.
You know that? Okay.
Well, I thought that that's more or less of a Jewish...
That's okay, but it's a word that you use.
Well, a little nosh... I tell you, the word nosh has, I remember, two meanings. In other words, if you're, you might say, cheating a little bit. In other words, if you're supposed not to... if you're dieting, and your diet... precludes the eating of anything sweet.
Yeah.
Well, he gnashed a little
kind
bit.
Kind of like a stealing.
Cheated a little bit. And that doesn't always mean exactly stealing, it cheated a little bit.
No,
I gnashed a little bit. I cheated a little bit.
Oh, you use it as a verb, too.
That isn't used as a word. It isn't that when you say cheating, it isn't meant in that same word as dishonesty.
No,
but it's you broke the rule.
You might say gnashed, though, too. You might say I gnashed.
Oh, yes, I gnashed a little of that cake out of there. Before you serve, yeah, I noshed. I didn't know that was a very common. We used that many times.
Sure. Well, that's turned up before. How about the past tense of eat?
Of eat?
Eat. We eat.
We have eaten.
Or we.
We ate. We ate. Or we've eaten. A contraction. We've eaten. I think that's quite.
Okay.
Common.
And how about if you're? What is the most popular drink? That's hot. Drink that people have in the morning?
Coffee.
And what would you say if you were going to prepare some? Would you say, I'm going to what some coffee?
Well, I'm going to make some coffee. I think the word make is the more commonly used. If I should really brew it or boil it. Mm-hmm. But I think make some coffee is more commonly used.
Do you ever know any having a coffee made with previously used grinds? A special name for that?
I know it has been done in some of these cheap restaurants. I don't recall. I probably have heard, but I don't recall it right now.
Okay. How about an apple pie made in a deep pan? Do you have a name for that?
Well, deep apple pie.
Okay. How about let me get